Ukatoni, still the Mishnah says, Ein Rishoi. Still the Mishnah says, Ukatoni, Achai will be Atzvi, Achai will be Shein Rishoi. Still our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to do it. Plata? So Chura still is a Stira. Are you allowed to embarrass yourself or not? So Mor Zazokhi come alay. Here's what the Mishnah means to say. Loi mi boi boishet. Not only by embarrassment. Ti yodu mishon labayash estatsmoi. A person is allowed to embarrass himself. El afilu chavola, even to do damage to yourself. Ti yeinodu mishon labayash estatsmoi. Not only to do damage to yourself. Still acherim shechavlu boi chayobim. If somebody else does damage to you, he has to pay you. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. So there's no stira that for boishes, you're allowed to do to yourself. But chavola, you're not allowed to. Is it true that a person is not allowed to do damage to himself? V'yatani would look like this. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Nishpal hora biyatma, someone that makes a shvua, he's going to do something bad to himself. V'loy hora, and he doesn't do bad, yei potter. Because I would have thought to say like a shvua is not chal, because you're not allowed to do bad to yourself. So if you make a shvua, you can do something bad. So if you're not allowed to, the shvua is not chal. So I would have thought to say, even though you don't do it with your potter, Talmud Leimano, the potter tells us, Lahora on the hatef. No, you can make a shrua to do something bad or to do something good. Maha tova rishus, just like katova doing something good is a rishus if you want to, yes. Afora rishus, we're talking about doing something bad means it's a rishus, not a mitzvah. Something if you want to, if you don't want to. So, Obi, what do I come to include here? That nishpa lahora biyatzmai, if somebody makes a shrua like he's going to hit himself. For loy horan, he doesn't hit himself, he's chayiv. So who you see, you're allowed to hit yourself. Since you're allowed to hit yourself, therefore, if you make a shvua, I swear that I'm going to hit myself. If you don't hit yourself, you're over the yisa shvua. So lechur, you see, the shvua is chal. In other words, you're allowed to hit yourself. So it sounds like this. Omar Shmuel, b'esha b'taynis. Here we're talking about doing bad. Doesn't mean hitting yourself. It means you're going to make a shvua that you're going to fast. And that's called you're doing something bad. The kavosai gabi harois tacherim. The same thing is so, what do you mean you're doing bad to somebody else? L'yashivim v'taynis, that you're going to make a shvua, you'll make them fast. For the Gemara, acherim mimoisiv lu b'taynisa. How could you put somebody else in the taynis? How could you force somebody else to fast? First, in yes, it could mean what you meant to say is, the mahavik lay b'yandunya, that you're going to lock them up in jail like. You can make a shvua, I'm going to make you fast, means that I'm going to lock you up, I'm going to close the door, you won't be able to eat the whole day. But I call upon him, it's no kasha. To hit yourself, you're not allowed to. Here, what we're talking about, the shvu is chal, if you make a shvu, you should fast. For your tanya, for the more we learned, what's called doing bad to somebody else? Eka pleni, I'll hit somebody else. For yeftas moichai, I'll break his bones, I'll break his brains, I'll open up his brains. You see, clearly, the shvu is talking about hitting. That hitting somebody else, hitting yourself. But I call upon him, you see, when you make the shvu to do bad to yourself, that the shvu is chal. So you see, you are allowed to hit yourself. Before we learned you're not allowed to. So Rav says, true el tanoi. It's like a true el machlokes tanoim. The yikul l'man diyama, there is a man diyama that holds, ein odim rishon l'chavol b'yatzmoi. You're not allowed to be chavol b'yatzmoi. But v'yikul man diyama, there is a man diyama that holds, odim rishon l'chavol b'yatzmoi. You are allowed to be chavol b'yatzmoi. Now, man tana de shamet le diyomar, ein odim rishon l'chavol b'yatzmoi. Who's this tana that holds you're not allowed to hit yourself? Elaine, if you want to tell me, hi Tanu, like this Tanu. The Tanu went like this. The Pasuk says in Bereishis, V'yachas dimchem l'nashoseichem edrish. Your blood, Hashem will go after. Like you're not allowed to let out your own blood. Reb Lezer oimer, miyad nashoseichem edrish es dimchem. That means from you yourself, Hashem will be tovei you. Why did you not kill yourself? So you see, you're not allowed to be chayvul by yourself. So Mar says, no. V'dil makot l'shani. Here it's saying, if you kill yourself, Hashem is going to have a tain against you. Hashem will give you, you'll be punished for that. You're not allowed to kill yourself. But maybe just hit yourself, maybe you're allowed to. Maybe stam chaval you're allowed to. So you don't have to prove this is the taina. Ela rather high taina, it's this taina. The taina you've learned like this. Mikaran ala meis. You're allowed to rip your clothing, or if somebody dies. Veloi midarki amayri. But not midarki amayri. No, don't do it because this is the way the goyim do it. Omer Reb Leza. Shamati, I learned. If somebody rips his clothing more than he's supposed to over a mace, he's over about tashkas. No, you're not allowed to do it. And be sure if you hurt yourself, you cut yourself because you're angry at a mace, somebody in the mishpacha died, avadi chayiv. So who is this man the yom holds? If you chayiv will be yatsma, it's asa. For the Gemara again, the Dilma of the Godim Shani the Pseida, the Loihodaru. The maybe no, maybe what it's Oster is only no, this is the Gemara saying, the Koshre Gufay. But this man the Yama says, if you rip your clothing, you rob about Tashkas. So the Gemara says the Khura is for Koshre Gufay. If you see now to rip your clothing, for sure, you can't rip your flesh, you can't cut yourself. So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. The Dilma of the Godim Shani maybe ruining your clothes is worse. The Pseidat Lehodahu, that's the upset that you can't come back. If you rip your clothing, you're over about Tashkis. You ruined it. But if you cut yourself, you'll heal up again. So maybe there's no Issa. Kiho de Reb Yechanan, Kori Lamani Michabdusai. Reb Yechanan used to call his clothing his covenant. That gave him respect. The clothing you wear, that gives you the respect. Reb Chizda Kad Havi Maske Beni Hizmi Vihigi, when Reb Chizda was walking through thorns, he would lift up his pants. I then the thorns would tear his skin. Omri said, Zem alarucha. I don't care if my skin gets cut. It'll start to bleed, but it'll heal up again. But if my pants get ripped, it's not going to be fixable anymore. So it's gedai that my pants should be saved and my feet should be cut. So you see, it's worse to cut your clothing than to cut your body. So you have no proof of me that's about Tashkis on your clothing that it should be also to cut your body. Elahai Tanos this time, the Tanya. Omer Reb Lezer Kap of Rebbe. Ma Tanos, what does the Pesach say? V'chi perol of Mashiach Chotar el Nefesh. He's Yad Kaporah for the Chet he did upon a Nefesh. This is talking about a Nazir. V'chi b'yeze Nefesh Chotar zeh. What kind of Chet did a Nazir do? Ela Shetzi Ratzman min Ayayin. The fact he made a neglect to become a nazir, he can't drink wine, and that's sour. Usually a nazir of pshat is he wants to drink too much wine, so he makes a nazir to stop drinking. But it's painful not to drink wine, and that's called a chet. He saw alay dvorim kal v'chayma u'ma'azeh shalay tziratzim elim elayayin nikra chayta. Someone just holds himself back, not from drinking wine. He's called a chayta hametzayratzim mikol dover. If you hold yourself back from tzar of anything, lachas kal v'kama. That's talking about tainus, about the tzvam, the kodis, but tainus is also called iksas choyte. So kids, this man the holds, you're not going to be mitzar yourself, you can't make a chavola, you can't hit yourself. Right, then the Mishnah says, ha choyte says netiyotiv. If you rip down somebody's, what's netiyotiv, things that are growing. Young sprouts, young trees. Toni rabba barbachona kaim with rav. Shoyri harakta. If I say, listen, this guy killed my shor. Netiyotiv katsasta. You came and cut down my younger growings. Ato Martali, and the guy answers back, no. You told me, Lahorga, you told me to kill your shore. Ato Martali Kaitasai, you told me to cut down these young trees. So Potter, you should know we believe in, and he's Potter. Omalais, he said back to him, in Kenya, so, Lashafkascha Libriyasai, you don't leave, the world won't exist anymore. Like any time somebody does damage to you, the Ganav, the Mazik will just say back, you told me to do it. Like, why call Kimine? Do we believe such a guy? Like, we shouldn't believe him. Like, I have Aiden that you killed my shor. How could we believe you when you say that I said you should kill it? Omalei says it back to him, Ismayu, should I take it away? Then my learning. Omalei loy, don't take it away. Tatagya Masnisa, you know what the Mishnah means? The shor oimid lariga, or shor that's oimid to be killed. Rashi means shor shahemis, or shor killed somebody. Now it's like a shor nisko, supposed to kill the shor. Or else if ilo noim leksitza, an ilo that's supposed to be chopped down. Rashi says an asherah. If you have an asherah in such a case, it's like that. For the Gemara Yochi Yisoh, maikatoyle. Like if the shor is supposed to be killed, so what's the owner's taina? The owner comes to this person and says, listen, you killed my shor. But if the shor was supposed to be killed anyway, what did he do wrong? He's supposed to kill the shor. Well, if the guy says, you cut down my tree, the guy says, you told me to. Like, what's wrong? It's an Atzei Asher, it's supposed to be cut down anyway. It's a mitzvah to cut it down. The Yom Aleh, he says back to him like this. What I'm saying is, I never told you to cut it down. But my time is like this. The Yom Aleh, I know Bina Lamevet Ha Mitzvah. I want to do the mitzvah myself. So the fact you killed the shor, you took away my mitzvah. So I want you to pay me now the Asar Azuvim. The time you learned. The Pesach says, B'shofach B'chisa. It means when you shech the bird, you're supposed to make kisi adam. So we dash in Misha Shofach Yichasa. The Shoichit, the one that made the Shechita, he's the one that starts the schus to do the kisi adam. Now, Umayse Biech Rafa's case once, She Shochet, one person made a Shechita, they caught on Chavera Vekisa, and somebody else came and chapped around and did the Mitzvah Kisi Adam. V'chayiv Rabbi Gamliel itin le'asar zuvim. And Rabbi Gamliel was mechayiv that person to pay back 10 zuvim. You like took away the mitzvah. Mitzvah's worth 10 zuvim. To show exactly what the payment is for the mitzvah, for the chapping. But I call for him here also. I find that you killed my shor. The other one says that you told me to. So in such a case, we believe him. You know why? Because the shor is supposed to be killed anyway. So then you, what you're saying is that I'm saying you killed my shor, and I'm saying I didn't tell you to do it. Just that, and therefore, what do I want from you? I want you to pay me the 10 zuvim that you took away my mitzvah. And the other one says, no, you told me to. So in such a case, we believe the other person. Because since it's supposed to be killed, it's very probably, like it's oimin, that the guy should tell him to do it. And only in this case, we believe him. Omar Rav, Dikla de Toyin Kava. If you have a palm tree, a very bad one, it only gives off a kav's worth of dates, also lemiktitza. Still, there's about tashkid, it's still called the fruit tree, you're not allowed to cut it down. It's allowed to cut down such a tree. Even though it doesn't give off that much fruits, as long as you get a kav out of it, it's also cut it down. Meisvei, kamayei bezayis leikotsu, how much olives do you need on an olive tree in order not to be able to cut it down? Raiva, only a quarter of a kav. Ah, you see, a quarter is enough to say there's about tashkid. And you before say you need a kav. And the Gemara Shani Zeis and the Chashiv, we know olives are much more chashiv. Therefore, a quarter of a kav of olives is a chashiv a thing. Therefore, you're not allowed to chop down the tree. It's about tashkis. Omer Rebbe Chanina, Loi shochiv shiv chabri, my son shiv choni died, elo de kot timsob lois manoi. Because he cut down the date tree before he should have. It was all about tashkis. So that's why he died. And he took away something else before its man, so midi k'negamida, Hashem takes away you before yours man. All right, turn over. Omar Ravina, v'yemhoye mula v'damin muter. Let's say though the wood is worth more than the fruits are. So then it's not baltash, because then you let it chop it down. You let it, like, the lava of baltash, because don't destroy something. Here it's not called destroying it, because the wood is worth more. Tanya Nam Yochav, we're going to have this also. The Pesach says, rak eitz asheteda boy. That means, rak eitz asheteda. Ze ilan meichel. That's a fruit tree. Kilo yetz meichel is not a fruit tree. Who's ilan sorak, a wild tree? The more of the chiyamiyach, as you say, for the Rambam is called dover. Matam lo mikloyet Michael. What do you mean to say it's not a fruit tree? It means lahatim sorek lo Michael. It means you first chop down a wild tree that doesn't give off fruits, then even a bad fruit tree.